Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, November 20th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. This is happening today in America. Major medical breakthroughs announced this week in the global fight against the pandemic. At least two different vaccines, possibly three, will likely be available within weeks, each more than 94% effective in trials. As the country waits and the world, the virus is spreading all over the place. Governors in New York, California, Michigan, New Mexico, Washington State, and Oregon closing sections of the economy to slow the spread. The governor of New Jersey even instructing folks to avoid any Thanksgiving dinner with more than 10 people. The contagion also out of control in the Midwest. North Dakota now ranked the deadliest place on earth for new infections. The state only has a population of 800,000, but has the highest COVID mortality rate in the world, North Dakota. Right now, there are roughly 140,000 new infections each day in the USA and 1,000 fatalities every single day. The plague also running wild overseas. More than 310,000 people have died from the disease in Europe since March, Germany, Spain, Belgium, France, Italy, all bringing back the shutdowns. Folks in the UK are even forbidden from visiting each other's homes until next year. Australia, again, struggling to stop new outbreaks. That country imposing a mandatory 6-day lockdown after a dozen cases popped up. The only businesses open in Australia: gas stations, grocery stores, and daycare for kids. That's it. Everything else shut down. The entire world now awaits on a vaccine. Once approved, and that shouldn't be long, the pharmaceutical companies will draft distribution plans for each country. Here in the USA, treatment will be rolled out in waves. First, healthcare workers, then the elderly, those with pre-existing conditions, then the general population. But I expect by early next year that this vaccine will be available to most folks here. Scientists say 60 million doses, all right, will be available right from the jump. Another tremendous achievement for the United States of America. Coming up, the message of the day. Listeners, sound off. All right, back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listener, sound off. We do this every Friday. If you would like to write to me, it's simple. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. So Andreas is in Skierport, South Africa, listening over there. Bill, I see a lot of commentators saying the president's legal team should lay out all the evidence they have regarding election fraud. Are they implying it should be splashed in the media? Surely the evidence collected is meant for the courts, meaning we as the public probably won't get to see everything. Not here, Andreas. Not here in the USA. All of the court filings and hearings on the election are public. All the evidence is in writing and the folks get a look at it, which is how it should be. Because this controversy affects every single person who votes. So I want the evidence out. I want it out as quickly as possible. I want to stop the chaos because this is not good for the USA. Robert is in Coalinga, California. O'Reilly, do you have any idea why Trump lost 7% of the Caucasian male vote? Do we know how many seniors abandoned him in this year's election? The senior vote is not out yet, but I can tell you that Donald Trump lost votes among males because of COVID, because a lot of white men are out of work. And I said, as you know, Robert, that if President Trump lost, and I said this 9 months ago, it would be because of COVID and the effect on the economy. Roberta, Holly Ridge, North Carolina. Who decides whether or not to hear a case on the Supreme Court? The justices themselves decide, Roberta. So here's how it goes. There's a lawsuit in Michigan, say, about the vote count in Wayne County. And the Republicans sue, wanting to block the count, saying there was fraud. It goes to a U.S. District Court judge. The judge rules. All right, says, no, Wayne County vote was okay. Then Republicans appeal to a higher federal court. Same ruling, nope, it's okay in Michigan. Then you can appeal to the Supreme Court. So it's a stair step. Now, as soon as a case rolls in, the nine justices get together and vote on whether they should take it or not. And very few cases are taken by the Supreme Court because of time. They just don't have it. But in an election situation, there's a good chance a court will take it. Jim, I do not understand why the recount in Georgia is strictly for the president. If there were uncounted votes, shouldn't they apply to the senatorial races as well? Jim, you're a logical guy in Holbrook, New York, but the state of Georgia makes its own rules under the Constitution. It's allowed to do that. And they say the hand recount was just for the president. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I put that message together. Disagree with me? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. According to the U.S. Census, more than 90% of Americans have daily access to the Internet. That number rises to 98% for those under the age of 80. As you know, the web can be an incredible source for news, entertainment, research. But it's also a great place for stupidity. Here are the 10 dumbest websites we found for those looking to waste some time. Number 10, catbounce.com. As the name implies, the site is just videos of cats bouncing around. Next, puglove.com. Go there for a 24-hour video of canines licking your screen. Number 8, isitchristmas.com. For 364 days a year, the site simply features one word, no. Then, on September 25th, the one word changes to yes. The number 7 spot goes to koalastothemax.com. Stop by if you want to see rapidly multiplying koala bears take over your computer. Next up, middlefinger.com. The website flips you the bird. That's it. The top 5 starts with MapCrunch.com. Travel the world to far-flung places with just a click of your mouse. But nobody knows where these places are. You click the go button and you'll be transported to random streets unidentified. Very dumb. Number four, no.com. The entire site, just a picture of Darth Vader. Then you can head on over to ilooklikebarackobama.com to see photos of people standing next to a cardboard cutout of the former president. The number two spot, zombiepassions.net, a dating website for those interested in the undead. Finally, the dumbest spot on the internet, Bob Dole's 1996 presidential campaign webpage. It's still up 24 years after he lost. Mr. Dole even writes, quote, "Bill Clinton wants to put Big Brother in your computer by placing secret government-controlled chips in every machine." Dumb? You betcha. Back after this.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.